All right, so we're back with another deep dive. And this time you guys have really sent us something wild. I mean, the source material alone is, well, let's just say it's intriguing.
Definitely intriguing. And maybe just a little bit provocative.
Yeah, no kidding. So we're looking at a personal account. It's actually a chapter from a blog called, and wait for it, Blood in My Stool.
Okay, so right off the bat, we know we're not dealing with, your typical lighthearted blog here.
Exactly. And the chapter itself is titled The Paternity Test. So, yeah, buckle up, folks, because it's about to get interesting.
Oh, I'm sure it is. And just to add another layer here, this chapter is part of a larger section on the blog labeled Ages 40-50, Divorce and the Great Reclamation.
Which gives us some context, right? We're likely diving into a period of some serious personal upheaval for this author. I mean, divorce is never easy. And the Great Reclamation, well, that just screams midlife crisis, doesn't it?
It kind of does, and the blog itself seems to be this very raw, very unfiltered look at the author's life experiences categorized by age ranges. And the chapter titles alone just promise no holds barred storytelling.
So yeah, our mission on this deep dive is to really unpack this story, figure out what makes the author tick and how they end up in these, well, let's just say interesting situations.
Sounds like a plan. Let's dive in.
Okay, so the story kicks off in a bar. And isn't that where so many great stories begin?
It's a classic setting for a reason.
Right, totally. So our author is at the bar, minding their own business, having a conversation, when this stranger just keeps butting in. And I gotta say, the author's reaction is pretty blunt. Like, they just shut this guy down.
Yeah, it's a very forceful dismissal, almost like they're saying, "Look, buddy, I'm not interested. Go find someone else to bother."
And they even go so far as to suggest the beautiful Mexican woman at the bar. Like,
Yeah,
seriously.
I know, right? It's kind of a crude moment. Honestly, it made me wonder about the author's personality. Like, are they always this direct, or was it just the situation?
Right. It definitely gives you that first impression of someone who's, maybe a little impatient, not afraid to speak their mind. Totally. But here's the twist. After dealing with some work stuff, the author ends up back at the bar. And guess what? They end up talking to the very same woman they told the stranger to go bother.
Wow, talk about an unexpected turn of events. It's almost like that awkward interaction with the stranger created this weird opening for the author.
It really does. And it makes you wonder, right? What were their motivations? I mean, they even admit in the blog that they weren't initially that interested in the woman or her story, but then they end up engaging with her anyway.
That's interesting. Maybe they were just bored, or maybe it was more opportunistic, like they saw an opportunity to connect and just went for it.
Yeah, who knows? But then things get even weirder because the author spots a limo outside. And in a completely impulsive move, they invite this woman they barely know to go check it out with them.
Hey, wait, hold up. A limo. This is getting good.
Oh, it gets better.
Yeah.
The author even makes up some story about wedding planning to convince her to come along. Like, they're just full of surprises.
Wow, so spontaneous, right? And I mean, who wouldn't be intrigued by a limo?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And inside, well, it's like stepping into another world. Plush seats, a bar, dim lighting. It's all very luxurious and kind of surreal.
Yeah, it creates this atmosphere where anything feels possible. Like normal social rules don't apply.
And yeah, things definitely escalate quickly
Yeah.
because next thing you know, they're kissing, making out. It's this sudden burst of physical
It's
intimacy.
all happening so fast,
Right.
which makes you wonder about their mindset at the time. It seems very impulsive, very in the moment.
Totally. And just as suddenly as it started, it ends. They leave the limo and head to Pine Tree Park, which the author describes as this secluded spot by the Deschutes River.
Okay, so from a limo to a secluded park, this night is full of twists and turns.
It is. And what happens at the park? Well, let's just say it's very much driven by biology, as the author puts it.
Okay, so we're talking about a purely physical encounter, no
Yeah.
romance, just pure attraction.
Exactly. And the author seems to think that's the end of it. A brief, intense, and somewhat random encounter, case closed.
But of course, there's more to the story, right? It wouldn't be a deep dive without some unexpected complications.
So 3 days later, the author's manager at the office drops this bombshell. They mention that their little friend is in trouble.
Wait, so we're talking about the woman from the bar,
The
right?
one and only. And it turns out she got picked up for a DUI. And not only that, but she has a prior DUI. So the bail is a whopping $700. And guess what? Her husband refuses to help.
Oh, wow. Talk about bad luck. So now this random encounter is turning into a real problem.
It is. And the author's reaction is, well, pretty surprising. They basically say that their years of marriage taught them that paying for sex is efficient and just agree to pay the bail.
Whoa, okay. That's a pretty unique way of looking at it. Not exactly your typical response.
Yeah, it definitely reveals a lot about their worldview, right? Like maybe a bit cynical, maybe a bit detached from the emotional side of things.
It's like they're approaching it as a business transaction rather than a personal favor.
Exactly. And that night, the woman shows up at the office, obviously emotional, and wanting to repay the author for bailing her out.
It's understandable, right? She probably feels a mix of gratitude and maybe some embarrassment.
Absolutely. But instead of taking the money, the author makes her an offer.
Yeah.
A job offer.
Wow, really? So what started as this random encounter is now turning into a job opportunity. That's a huge shift.
It is. And it makes you wonder, right? What was the author thinking? Was it just a way to help her out? Or did they see something more in her?
Right. Maybe they sensed some potential in her, some hidden talent or strength.
And you know what? Turns out they were right. Because she ends up becoming this incredibly loyal and supportive figure in the author's life.
That's amazing. It really speaks to the power of taking a chance on someone, right?
It does. But the story doesn't end there because you know how it is. Drama always seems to follow.
Oh, I'm sure there's more.
Buckle up. So here's the kicker. The woman gets pregnant and her husband immediately denies being the father.
Oh, boy. There we go. So the paternity is now in question.
Big time. When you know it, rumors start swirling that the author is the father.
I mean, it kind of makes sense, right? They were seen together in a limo. They spent time at a secluded park. And now suddenly she's pregnant and the husband is denying paternity. It's a recipe for gossip.
It is. And the author speculates that maybe it's the woman's positive regard for him that's fueling the rumors. Or maybe it's just the allure of a good old-fashioned scandal in a small town.
Yeah, people love a good scandal, right? Especially in a small town where everyone knows everyone's business.
Totally. But the author's response to these rumors is truly epic. They decide to stage a fake paternity test using peppered milk.
Wait, what? Peppered milk? This guy got
it. Oh, it's priceless. They gather all the staff, place a bowl of peppered milk on the patio table, and then proceed to perform this elaborate charade.
So what do they do? Like sprinkle some magic fairy dust on the milk to determine paternity?
Pretty much. They use dish soap, somehow manipulating the pepper in the milk to create this visual spectacle. And the woman plays along perfectly, fainting dramatically.
No way. I can't even imagine the scene. It must have been pure chaos.
Oh, it was. And the staff totally buys into it. They're gasping, freaking out. It's a whole production.
It's like something out of a movie. This author is quite the showman.
They are. And even they admit in the blog that it was childish, but hilarious. So they're definitely in on the joke.
It's like they're both playing with the rumors and poking fun at the whole situation.
Exactly. But then the tone shifts a bit. The author is going through their own divorce when they get a call from the woman's husband asking them to come to the hospital.
Oh, wow. That's intense. So now we're moving from the realm of petty drama to something more serious.
We are. And despite having no real reason to be there, the author ends up in the delivery room.
Okay, so they're witnessing the birth of this child that everyone suspects is theirs. It's a very charged situation.
It is. And then comes the reveal. The baby is born dark-skinned, Jamaican-looking.
Yeah.
Clearly not the author's child.
Wow. So all that drama for nothing really puts things into perspective.
Right. And the author just sits there waiting for some kind of acknowledgement from the husband. An apology, maybe? Or even just a shared look of, well, that was awkward.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, after all the rumors and accusations, you'd think there would be some kind of reaction.
You'd think so,
yeah.
But nothing. It's just this awkward silence. And the author ends up leaving with no closure whatsoever.
Wow, so much for vindication, I guess.
I guess so.
Yeah.
But here's the biggest twist of all. The author reveals that they had a vasectomy years before this whole saga even began.
Wait a minute. So they knew all along that they couldn't possibly be the father.
They did.
Yeah.
And yet they chose to keep that information to themselves, letting the town gossip and speculate.
Okay, so they were totally playing everyone, letting the rumors run wild for their own amusement.
Exactly. It's like they found the whole thing entertaining.
Yeah.
A little social experiment.
It definitely sheds a whole new light on their character, right? Like they're not just impulsive and spontaneous, but also kind of mischievous.
Totally. So as we wrap up this deep dive into the paternity test, what are your biggest takeaways?
I mean, where do I even begin? We've got impulsive decisions, unexpected connections, a fake paternity test involving peppered milk, and an author who seems to view the world as one giant stage for their amusement.
It's a lot to process, right? And beyond all the craziness, the story also touches on some deeper themes, like the nature of truth and rumor, the way we perceive and judge others, and the power of storytelling.
Exactly. It really makes you think about how we construct narratives and how those narratives can take on a life of their own.
It does.
Yeah.
And it leaves us with some pretty big questions to ponder. Like, what does this story ultimately say about the author's character? Are they harmlessly amused by the chaos? Or is there a darker side to their manipulation of perceptions?
Those are some tough questions. And honestly, I don't think there's an easy answer. It's all open to interpretation.
It is. And that's what makes this deep dive so fascinating. It challenges us to think critically and to question everything we think we know.
Absolutely. It's a reminder that truth can be subjective and that sometimes the most entertaining stories are the ones that blur the lines between reality and fiction.
Well said. So there you have it, folks. Another deep dive complete. But the conversation doesn't end here. We'd love to hear your thoughts. What are your takeaways from the paternity test? What questions does it raise for you? Share your insights in the comments below. And until next time, keep diving deep.